How to make your wishes come true.
Ideas are the easy part. That will always be true. But often, even the idea part can be a struggle, or it can be a struggle to get to the best ideas. Either way, the better ideas that you have at the start, the better your chance of producing the desired outcome and making your wishes come true. So today, I wanted to share with you something I discovered recently in my reading. And a big thanks goes out to Publishers Media, all one word, on eBay for including this little book you see in the featured image for this post. I buy a lot of old Dan Kennedy products from Bill on eBay, and he's always very generous about sharing other cool things he must have on standby in his eBay shop. He sends these gems right along with the products that I order. It's a great bonus, it's unexpected, and that's a lesson in and of itself. Quite often, we all have better ideas for one another than we have for ourselves. So here's a strategy you can implement in order to get at them. It's something called brain writing, and here's how it works. Take a group of 6 to 8 people, and that's not a magic number, but I don't think you want the group to get too big here. Seated around a table, everybody's given a blank piece of paper, asked to write down their ideas related to a given problem. Once each participant has reached their stopping point, they slide their paper to the center of the table. Kind of like a poker bet, this forms a pot full of gold, and everybody wins here. Once everybody has added their idea fodder, each person then reaches back into that pot and pulls a random sheet of paper back out that is not their own. They read the ideas on that sheet of paper and add their own commentary on those ideas. Once everyone is finished, you take all those ideas and all those sheets of paper, and then you have your group discussion on those ideas. And you may in fact keep the ideas themselves private, although people do like to get credit for their ideas. I think this whole workshop format goes a lot farther the farther you get into it without revealing who owns each idea. It really allows you to just get rid of all the judgment, all the expectations, all the preconceived notions about the other people in the room and the problem and everything else you're working on, and get at the best ideas for the best solution possible. I hope you'll try it, and if you do, come back and report on it here. I'd love to know how it went for you. Take care, everybody. Johnny Renaissance, signing off for now.